The battle for the believer is not just to believe, but to keep on believing. Anybody can believe unto salvation initially, but I want to know, are you still believing today?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This sermon was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. This is It Pays to Believe. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
I'm trying to tell you, there's judgment and trouble coming, but be of good cheer. Don't throw away your confidence. There is a reward that is on the way if you'll stay with God. Somebody clap your hands and give God some glory in this place. He said, don't cast away your confidence. Don't cast away your confidence because there's recompense for it. You're going to get paid back for it. Casting away your confidence is literally defined in this passage of Scripture as the soldier who's carrying the shield. And he says, cast not away your confidence. The confidence is represented by the shield. Ephesians chapter 6, pick up the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. According to this literal translation of this passage, you've got to be persuaded in confidence and in faith to not throw away your confidence. That's what cowardly soldiers who throw away their weapons and throw away their shields, and now you're exposed to every fiery dart that comes. This is the analogy. If you lose confidence in God, if you throw it away, it's like throwing away your shield of faith. If you'll hold on to it, if you'll keep your faith firmly planted in the finished work of the cross, Jesus Christ will never fail you in the process. Is anybody getting this morning? To recompense, defined as this, to make a payment or return to as for work done, watch this, injury sustained or favors received. To recompense is the repayment, the requital, or the reward as for services, gifts, or favor. In other words, God said, I'm going to pay you back every payment you missed as a result of the afflictions and the trouble that you suffered. Don't throw away your confidence in God today, right now, tomorrow. Why? Because it pays to believe. Look at your neighbor and tell him it pays to believe. The problem is, he says in verse number 36, and I'm almost done, he says, the problem is you are in need. Get ready for this one. This one will make you shout. You are in need of patience. You're responding just like that church, most likely. You're in need of patience. Every last one of you. The reason why you're throwing away your confidence is because you don't have enough patience. Hold it, Pastor. I've been enduring the lions, the persecution of the government, the acquisition of my property, personal afflictions in my body. I've steadily been coming to church and holding on to the faith the best that I know how, and now you're preaching to me that I need more patience. That word patience there is not just clocking God. It means enduring, courageous confidence. There are some things you just have to endure. Isn't that right, Yukai? When the enemy and the doctor tries to take you out by cancer, You know, sometimes you just got to walk it out step by step. I don't know who I'm talking to here this morning, but I believe you need to be persuaded in your faith to such a degree that you're not willing to throw away the one thing that is protecting you from the fiery darts of the wicked one. You have need of patience. Look at your neighbor, preach a little bit, tell them, you have need of patience. Here's the way the world says it, wait for it. So I'll pull out of Gainesville, Georgia. I tell my wife I'm gonna find something open. By the way, y'all thought I forgot that story. I preached, I gave that 30-second altar call, nobody moved. I got up, I went over there and put my Bible in my satchel and put my key in my pocket. I'd already packed and I was headed towards Opelika. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord deal with me, and I went over to the altar. It was two steps in front of me, and I knelt down at the altar, and I started praying. I said, God, if I missed it tonight, forgive me. I don't know what's all is happening here, but I done my best. I didn't hold anything back. And while I'm praying, I felt the presence of somebody kneel down beside me, Eric. I opened my eyes to see a grown man in his 40s and his girlfriend on the other side, I later found out, who was squalling his eyes out. His name was Adam, sitting in the back of the auditorium. He got up in the middle of that time while I was at that altar and come and kneeled down. I said, what do you want, Adam? He said, I got to get right with God. Now watch this. Congregational Holiness Church. I've known the pastor and his wife for years. Literally preached at his church many years ago, and that's where I encountered and made friends with Jensen Franklin years ago. He preached it for me at Destin, preached for us down at Revive Worship Center. His aunt was sitting in the connection we had, was sitting in that church service. It was already almost 9 o'clock by the time that was done. I looked over, I said, what do you want? He said, I want to get right with God. I said, well, pray with me this prayer. Pray it out loud. Pray it boldly. You're a grown man. Give me some grown men at Pace Assembly. Quit letting their wife be the leader of the parade and step up. She will not follow a parked car. Do you have enough confidence in your walk with the Lord to step out and say, come on, we're going to get down on our knees right here, and I don't care if your cornflakes get soggy, we're going to pray until heaven drops into this place. I started praying with him. I said, what's your name? He said, my name's Adam. I said, well, you're the start of something really good. Next thing I know, pastor gets up and starts taking the microphone and said, I feel the presence of God. And I'm thinking right then, Brother Dean, I ain't feeling a whole lot at all. Just like some of y'all this morning. And all of a sudden, things broke out in that house. People began to get up, speaking in tongues, get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Two other people came down and got saved. People filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly people start falling out all around that house. And for 3.5 hours, church unloaded from heaven at New Haven Church in Gainesville, Georgia, on the top of that mountain. They told me after it was over with, they said, one charter member walked up to me and said, in all the years that I've been here, we have never had a service like that. Something is about to take place. I came to tell you, if you hold on to your confidence, God's going to pay you back with an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. If you're hungry enough for it, somebody shout hallelujah. Slap your neighbor a high five and tell him it pays to believe. I know you've had afflictions, and I know you've had trouble, and I know you've been through pains and heartaches. I know you've had to walk through trials and briars, but I came to tell you it'll be worth it all just to see Jesus face to face. Whatever you have to go through, it'll be worth it, Pace Assembly. Whatever you got to face, it will be worth it. It pays to believe. I said, it pays to believe. I said, it pays to believe. Tell about five people, you better hold on. It pays to believe. I know you might be weary and well-doing. I know you may feel like giving up. I know somebody around you told you you're not going to make it, but I came to tell you, you've come too far to turn around now. Go ahead and believe unto the saving of your household. You're praying for those kids? Don't stop. Hold fast to the faith. Pick up your shield of faith and hold fast. Raise to my ending this morning. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done. He says, listen, have patience. Let it do what it's going to do so that after you've done the will of God, look at your neighbor and tell him, do the will of God. You got a promise. You got a promise. That word promise, he said, you'll get the reward, the promised reward. You know what that means? Ooh, I got excited about it. It means that there'll be no negotiations about your reward.
I don't think you heard what I said.
The enemy's been negotiating over your soul now for years, but when God gets ready to pour out his promise, there'll be no negotiation. He said it. I will bless and bless you, and I will multiply you. He told him in the book of Acts, he said, go wait in there until you're endued with power from on high. I'm going to send the promise of the Father, and he did it just like he said he was going to do it. Look at your neighbor and tell him it pays to believe. God's promises are not hindered by your predicament. I'm in a predicament, Pat. I don't care what you are. God will come in and get you out and pay you for holding on. I'm almost done. He said, I love this. You got to get this. You got to get this. I promise I won't hold you as long as I did last week unless you don't say amen and help me out, and then I'm going to preach. Because somebody gives up and says, oh, me. He says, yet a little while. Put that verse of scripture up there. Put it on the screen for me. Yet a little while. Look at somebody and tell them it'll be a here in a little while. Yeah, it'll be here in a little while. It'll be here in a little while. It'll be here in a little while. That's verse number 37 up there. Put it on the screen. I want everybody to see it. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Ha! Oh, yet a little while. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's not going to take as long as you think. Yeah, it's not going to take as long as you think. It took a long time for you to go through the process. It took a long time for you to wait on the Lord. But I came to tell you, I believe and I prophesy in this house, God is about to send the suddenly of the Holy Ghost, and somebody's about to get an answer. It ain't going to take as long as you think. I'm just going to hit the highlights on this, and I'm out the door. He said, and he shall come. Look at your neighbor and tell him, focus on the he. Tell him, focus on the he. Not a it, not a what, not a where. He said, he shall come. Focus on the person of faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Man's going to disappoint you. You'll lose faith in institutions and in your job. But if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of my. Watch this. And he that shall come will come, and he won't tarry. I said, Holy Ghost, show me what is this won't tarry thing. He said, as soon as the Father gives him the word, there'll be no delay. Ha! You didn't hear what I said. You may have been waiting a long time and hearing this preacher tell you that Jesus is coming back. I came to tell you he's coming back sooner than you think. You better know that he keeps his promise. And as soon as the Father said it's time, there will not be one delay happen. He will not tarry.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.